another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And today, this Thanksgiving weekend, I am broadcasting live from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. And you know, I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you for joining me today and to let you know that the entire universe is conspiring to get your highest good to you. Isn't that wonderful to know? And I especially would like to give a big shout out to all of my listeners in the U.S. and say to you, Happy Thanksgiving. Well, how are you doing? I pray that you are making a decision to have an outstanding day as you listen to this podcast. And I'm so grateful that you've tuned in today. And I declare over your life that the information that you receive today will be transforming and it will help you to shift and begin to change your life. Well, as I said earlier, in the U.S., it is Thanksgiving weekend, and for my international listeners, that is a time when we come together as a family, we come together with friends and loved ones, and we celebrate what we are grateful for. And I personally have had an awesome time. My family, that means my two brothers and my sister came down from Tennessee. By the way, my sister is a great cook. She cooked in a school system for 30 years. So, of course, you know Miss Constance just did exactly what her older sister told her to do. And we had an awesome time, so I'm really grateful they've just left. And I'm grateful to God that my beloved puppy, thank all of you for asking how my wonderful angel is doing, that after her minor surgery, she is back and feisty and just as loving as ever. So I'm very grateful. Well, today I'm going to be teaching on the power of gratitude and how gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving can literally begin to bring wealth into your life. Are you ready for that? So let's take a quick commercial break and I will be right back.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Hello, this is Constance Arnold. Do you have an upcoming conference or an event where you need a keynote speaker or leadership training? With over 25 years of experience, I am a recognized international leader in the areas of self-motivation and maximizing human potential. I have been the featured keynote speaker and trainer for numerous Fortune 500 companies such as Delta Airlines, Lockheed Martin, and the Russell Simmons Success Tour. I would love to partner with you to develop customized speaking and training that would change and empower your organization in 2011. So visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com and take a look at my speakers page to see a detailed listing of my clientele and speaking services. Or you can email me personally at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, I hope you enjoyed those commercials. You know, a lot of time I talk about my coaching services, but today I just felt led that I'm going to emphasize my speaking services. I had someone say to me, Constance, I really want you to come to my church, but my church is so small. Or, Constance, I would love for you to do some leadership training for my organization, but it's so small. Well, let me tell you, I've spoken to and trained small groups about the size of 20 up to large groups of 10,000. So no matter what size your group is, where you live, both domestically in the U.S. or internationally, I would love to come and share life-changing information which aligns with your organization's mission statement and help to bring solutions and strategies that will help you deal with this ever-changing world. So let's talk about it. Email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and let's talk about me coming to your organization and partnering with you to help bring about wonderful change. Additionally, of course, you can always take advantage of my great coaching services. Guess what? The greatest Christmas present that you could give to yourself would be to invest in yourself by coaching. So once again, that's fulfillingyourpurpose.com. So let's get started. Are you ready? And if you've heard me teach before, you know that I take my time and I really build a foundation. So get out your iPad, your laptop, or the old-fashioned, as I say, pen and pad, and just write down. And whatever jumps out at you, that might be your missing piece of the puzzle. All right, the wealth of gratitude, the power of thanksgiving, or the power of praise. Did you know that being grateful, being thankful, and praising God and the universe can literally bring wealth into your life in all areas? Think about that. That's really a great paradigm shift, isn't it? You know, the Bible says that let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So when you praise or when you're grateful, you literally open yourself up for miracles. How many of you need miracles? And a higher consciousness in all areas of your life. I like to say that praise is the shortest route to any complete demonstration or manifestation, and it's the quickest way to effectual prayer. And you know, doctors are now saying, you know, that they can scientifically prove that when a person is grateful and thankful, that it actually heals and impacts the cells in your body. Isn't that amazing? So there is profit in thanksgiving, praise, and gratitude. I'm going to say that again. There is profit in thanksgiving, praise, and gratitude. How many of you have businesses or you are consulting or you would like to increase on your job? Did you know that you can expand your business by praising and being grateful for the clients that you currently have? I know when I first started off 20 years ago, I think I might have had two clients, and I did not know then what I knew now, and I was just complaining about, oh, it's so hard to get clients who will commit, and guess what? I got more of that. And so if you're just starting a business, be grateful for what you have. One of my clients has one client, and I told her, thank God. God, thank you for the client. God bless the client. Thank you for the clients that are to come. So thanksgiving, praise, and gratitude can expand your business. And thanksgiving or gratitude is all about focus. It's an opportunity for you to determine, and you know it's all about what? Making a quality decision. What are you going to focus in on? Are you going to focus in on your current circumstances, which, by the way, might be very difficult? But are you going to take a look at the great things that are currently in your life? I always say thanking God for what's in your life really establishes the fact that you're not your own source and that you are dependent on God. You know, a friend of mine recently reminded me over the weekend. She said, Constance, remember, you had some really tough years, and that's nothing but the truth. There were a couple of years where I lost my house, I lost a relationship, I lost money, and she said, that was really difficult for you. And I said, you know, I don't hardly even remember those years. And the Spirit of God just sort of spoke on the inside of me and said, that's because You were not dependent on yourself. You were thanking God for being your source during those very difficult times. And so if you're in a difficult time, you really need to thank God for being your strength and your source for carrying you through. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things, there are many things in life that are so difficult that you cannot do it yourself. You need the supernatural strength and help of God to help you. So be grateful that God is with you even during difficult times. So remember, when you look at what you have rather than what you do not have, what does that do? It changes your perspective. It gives you power. It gives you hope, and it gives you strength to look at your present and your future just very differently. And when you can sing and be grateful and give praise right in the midst of your adversity, that difficult place will soon disappear. You know, and that's not a promise, that's a law. So be grateful for the good that is at hand, and then you will increase. How many of you right now are really in a difficult situation financially? Raise your hand. I can see you out there all over the world. All right, how many of you might be in a very difficult relationship where you are not receiving the love that you know you deserve? Are there any of you out there who are having difficulty with your children? So right now, right in the midst of that adversity, right in the midst of a difficult place, what can you take from that difficult problem and be grateful for it? Thank you, God, that there is a solution. Thank you that things are changing. Thank you that things are getting better. So focusing on what you don't have or what you have lost, does that solve anything? Does that bring more into your life? You still don't have it. And remember, when you focus in on your past, it keeps you in the past. It took me years to learn that, and that brings to my remembrance, there was one guy that I was coaching. He was an Olympic winner, had gold medals, and he was in my office, and he was talking about, you know, how he really could not find a woman who he could open up to, and it was difficult to find a good woman, and et cetera, and every woman that he dated, he always found something wrong with her. And I said, I'm just going to say, John, why do you think that is? And he said, well, you know, 20 years ago, my wife really hurt me. And so he was still living in the past, focusing in on the past, focusing in on what his ex-wife had really done to him. And guess what? He did not change until he made a decision that he was going to focus in on what he wanted. So really, when you change where you put your focus and you're grateful, it gives you the ability to make plans for the future. Isn't that great? And to grow what you presently have, even if it's only your breath. Think about that. Some of you might be complaining, but you have clean water. Every time I drink my water in the morning, I say, thank you, God, because there are many people in third world countries who don't even have clean water. So be grateful for what you have. Now, there's a great example in the Bible with the 10 lepers. And you know, back in those days, if you had leprosy, you were like an outcast. You could not live with your family. It's my understanding that you had to like live in a cave, just away from society. And if you were in public, you had to say something like, unclean, unclean. And can you imagine just how difficult that was? Can you imagine how those lepers felt? And so I think it's in Luke that 10 lepers came to Jesus, and they said, heal me. And so he said, go to the priest and let him know that you've been healed. And so it says in the Bible that all 10 got healed, but only one came back to give thanks. And it says that that one was restored. Now, the other 9 were healed, but the one who came back to give thanks, he was restored. What does that mean? He received more. He was not only healed, he was made whole. He probably got money back. He got a chance to go back and live with his family. He was reinstated back in society. So he was whole in all areas. And Jesus said, what happened to the other 9? I thought there were 10 who were healed. So how many of you have things that God has really done in your life and you have not been grateful? I am guilty. You know, sometimes things happen and God miraculously does things in our lives and we just go to the next thing and don't say thank you. And so I want you to really remember this story of the one who came back, that he was made whole. So be grateful. Think of a time financially when your back was against the wall and you said, oh my God, how am I going to pay my car note? Or, oh my goodness, how am I going to make my mortgage? Or you didn't have any money, and how the Spirit of God came in and made a way for you. So be grateful. Think on the great and awesome things that God has done for you and what? Be grateful for them. So I want you to learn how to be grateful for every little thing that's in your life. A great example of that would be this morning I had a cup of coffee and I put a little cinnamon in my coffee. And you know, cinnamon just gives it that extra kick. It gives it that extra spicy, zesty feeling. And I said, God, thank you for this great cinnamon that just changed my coffee. And that seems so small, but I praise God for it, because what? When you're grateful for every little thing, then larger things come in your life. So be grateful for the least of things, and the very best will come to you. Begin to talk about the goodness of God. Don't talk about, oh my goodness, it's Black Friday. And for my international listeners, Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving, and that's when all of the great sales are happening and people camp overnight and they go and they just try to get these great deals. So don't talk about, oh, I don't have enough money for Christmas and I don't know what I'm going to do. But be thankful to God about what you have now and how God has helped you in the past. I want you to be thankful and appreciate and be grateful for those people around you. Who's around your life that's been a blessing? Do you appreciate them? Have you told them thank you so much? Maybe it's your mate. What about a great friend who's always been there for you, or your boss who might have made your schedule flexible? Think about it. I want you to take the time right now to make a list of who's in your life and how can you be grateful for that person. Think about it. Because I always say, money is not your greatest resource. Your greatest resource are the people that are in your life. When people are dying, you know, they always say, he had his family around him, or he had his wife and children around him. That's the most important thing in your life. And the great example that I would like to share is that I always remember the young lady, Cynthia Barnes, who really opened the door for me to begin training many years ago, 15 years ago. And she opened that one door for me, and that opened so many doors for me in leadership training. Financially, I had never made enough money. So I am always grateful for Cynthia Barnes. So who opened doors for you? Who's made things easier for you in your life? Be grateful for them. And even for my married couples, you know, maybe your husband just gets on your last nerve. You know, this is football weekend, and my brothers were here, and I mean, they were glued to the television set all day, Thursday, Saturday, and today. And so, you know, when we focus in on the weaknesses of others, that really gets big. And so think about what's great about your mate and focus in on that and go in and tell him or her, I'm really grateful and appreciative to you for, and just begin to elaborate on that. So we're talking about being grateful and how being grateful and gratitude and praise and thanksgiving, there's profit in that. Another great story in the Bible is the story of Abraham. You know, praise or thanksgiving gives you strength. In Romans 4, Abraham was like 90 years old, and God had promised Abraham, Abraham, I'm going to give you and your 90-year-old wife a child. And hadn't anything happened, and it had been some years, and they were believing for manifestation. And then they tried to do it on their own, and it didn't work. And the Bible says that he chose that he didn't waver in his faith, but he became strong in faith by giving glory or by giving thanksgiving or by giving gratitude to God, even though he had not received the promise. But the more he praised, the more he was grateful, the more he was thankful, the more he gave glory to God, what did that do? That gave him strength. So what's in your life that hasn't manifested yet? Have you been given glory and thanking God and being grateful for it, even though it hasn't manifested yet? Or have you been complaining? And so the Bible says that he was not weak in faith. He did not consider his own body, but he was strong in faith. He gained strength by being thankful, by praising and worshiping God, even though the promise had not occurred. Now, isn't that a great lesson for all of us? What have you been considering? Once again, we're talking about thanksgiving, and what has your focus been? Remember, Abraham gained strength by thanksgiving. And you know, when you're thankful, it builds you up. It builds up your faith. So that means that your faith really does not reach its full potential until you start being thankful. I'm going to say that again. Your faith, which is what brings into manifestation all of the wonderful things that we're all desiring, does not reach its full potential until you start being grateful or thankful. Now, could it be, ladies and gentlemen all over the world, that possibly what you've been praying about or dreaming about has not manifested because you have not been being grateful? And I always say that really real faith is giving thanks for it even before it manifests. And so if you are constantly rehearsing the goodness of God, then you are what? In strong faith. And remember, faith is what releases, appropriates, and really activates everything in the invisible realm. And so your faith, once you say, thank you, God, for my new home. God, I thank you. Thank you that you've kept me these years. And you're grateful and you start praising the universe, praising God. Then things begin to activate in the invisible realm. And guess what? Miracles and manifestations occur. All right, so this is what I want you to do. We're talking about the power of thanksgiving, the power of gratitude, and the power of praise. Now, how many of you would say right now, Constance, I've been complaining, I've been focusing in on the wrong thing, I've been allowing my problems to really just, and my circumstances to just inundate my thinking and my focus. And so, you know, the word repent just means to change, just change. So I want you to stop this recording. That's right, stop it. And take out a piece of paper, take out your laptop or your iPad, and write down at least 50 things that you are grateful for. I start to say 100, but 50. I remember a story of one lady who had been sick, and she had what they call an incurable disease. And she was a Christian like I am, and she just wrote down, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am healed. I think she wrote that down 1,000 times. And I think at the 1,001 time was when healing came into her body. Now, I don't understand all of the workings of that, but I do know if you focus in on I am healed, I am whole 1,000 times, something is going to happen to your body. So that is why I'm asking you to write it out. For the last couple of nights, especially during the holidays, at the end of a very long day, because we've had so much fun doing Thanksgiving in my family, I just would write down every little thing that I'm grateful for. God, I thank you that Angel doesn't have that cone on her head anymore. I thank you for my family. My sister has such a great sense of humor, and we were just laughing the entire time. So when you write that down and when you can see it, it really brings about wealth. Remember, thanksgiving, praise, and gratitude is profitable. All right, so stop this recording and write down what you're grateful for. Now, the second part of the program is going to be talking about gratitude and the law of attraction and wealth. Or, in another word, how can being grateful, how can your staying in thanksgiving, how can your praising begin to bring wealth and or abundance in all areas of your life? Because gratitude is profitable. And who comes to my mind is Dr. John DeMartini. You've heard me say this before, but it's quite appropriate today. Dr. John DeMartini from the movie The Secret was on my show, and he's just big on gratitude. Every night he writes down what he's grateful for, and he has millions of things that he's grateful for. He used to carry it around in a big notebook, but now he has it on his computer. And every day he writes down just maybe 100 or 200 things. So can you see why this man is so wealthy and profitable? Because his focus is on being grateful. So let's talk about the law of attraction and gratitude and wealth. You know, really, gratitude is truly the key to unlimited wealth and freedom. And I just love to paraphrase it, what Micah Bedwith from The Secret says. He says that without gratitude, you cannot experience anything new. So that means that if you're grateful for everything in your life in advance, that means before you can see it, feel it, touch it, then according to the law of attraction, you should attract the circumstances that are congruent with those thoughts and feelings. So in order for the law of attraction to work in your life, to work in the area of wealth or abundance, what do you need to do? You must first notice abundance. That's right. Whether it's abundance in your life or in nature or wherever it is, you need to realize that there is enough abundance in the universe that all of us can really manifest what we want. There is no lack. There's no scarcity. Lack and scarcity are really an illusion. So by noticing, take a look at what's around your life, the abundance of the trees, the abundance of noise, maybe if you have little toddlers in your house, the abundance of people, the abundance of beauty, houses, the abundance of compliments. Just take a look at that and just realize how abundant this universe is and just be grateful. I know that when I went on my cruise, I guess about 30 days ago, you know, the water is so blue in the Bahamas, and I was just thinking, my goodness, look at the abundance of God. And if any of you have ever gone snorkeling in the Caribbean or wherever you are, and you're snorkeling and you see all of these different colors of fish that you've never seen before, you're just like, wow, what an abundance. And so look around your life and notice that there is a lot of abundance. And do not allow your current circumstances to really just really put lack on the inside of you. So the more you recognize, acknowledge abundance, the more abundance what that comes into your life. So the more you count your blessings, the more blessings that come into your life. Gratitude grows. Isn't that amazing? Gratitude multiplies, and so what it does, it gives you the feeling of fullness that can really lead to wonder, because you have a different way of looking at things. You have a different way of viewing things. So let me say it to you as many ways as possible, especially during the Christmas holidays when so many people are buying and Christmas trees, and I just got my Christmas tree up and it's simply beautiful. It's awesome when there's such a demand on our lives to buy gifts for people. I want you to make sure that you keep your mind focused in on abundance. So that means that you are, even at Christmas time, you are in a state or a being of thankfulness. And remember, when you are thankful and you have gratitude thoughts, you are putting out a vibration of love, putting out a vibration of peace and abundance into the universe. Don't ever say, I can't afford that. If you see something that you want, I talk to things, and I'm not crazy. I'll say to it, I'll be back to get you. And so when you put abundance out there, it sends out a vibration, or like I like to call it, a belief. And since the universal principle of what you give, you shall receive, is flawless, you will begin to attract what you put out. So what have you been putting out, once again, in the area of abundance and gratitude? And really the science behind that, or the mechanics behind the attitude of gratitude is all about being in the right vibration. And as I say again, a vibration is just a belief. You cannot attract abundance in the vibration of lack and scarcity. So how do you keep yourself over there in that vibration of abundance? By being grateful, by being thankful, by giving praise. So the power to create and have anything in your life lies in aligning your thoughts and your feelings and your actions. And actions are usually the last thing that we should do with abundance. And so you should be in that whole belief of there's an abundance out in the universe. You put that out in that vibration, and that's what has been will be attracted to you. And so your feelings are the vibratory frequencies that emanate out of your being and into the universe. And so it sort of goes out like a signal, like a radio signal is how I'm going to say it, to the universe. And the universe picks it up and brings it back to you. And I'm just going to be honest with you. If you are not abundant in relationships, if you are not really abundant in prosperity, you really need to pray and ask God, God, show me what I need to do differently. Help me to be grateful. I know I had a client who said, Constance, I've been saying I want abundance and I want prosperity and I'm abundant and I have $1 million. But on the inside of her, she always talked about, I don't have enough, or the unemployment rate is so high. She always looked at television that many times is steeped in fear and not enough, and she would always say, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm going to do. And so really her inside was an exact replica of her outside. And so really you got to be honest with yourself and take a look at that. Okay, so when you look at what you do have rather than what you do not have, it changes your perspective. It gives you hope, like I said, and the power, and you can just see things very, very differently. And so what I want you to do over these next couple of days is I really want you to begin to monitor your thinking and your believing about money and about abundance. And we know we're just not talking about money. This is a time of the year when so many people are introspective, they're contemplative, they're taking a look at what has happened in my life over this year. In January, I said I wanted this, and that hasn't happened. So when it comes to abundance and money, I want you to take out a piece of paper and just begin to write down, what have your thoughts been when you've gone to the store and could not afford something? What have your thoughts been around money or wealth or prosperity, etc.? Write it down for the next 3 days. What have you been saying out of your mouth about abundance? Have you been grateful or have you been complaining? I was talking to one of my clients many, many years ago, and he would always say, you know, it's really tough out there, and it really takes two people to make it these days. And I said to him, no, it doesn't. And it's really hard, and you know, you really have to work hard for money. And so since that was his belief, that was his feeling, that was his thought, he would put it out there into the universe, and guess what? He got an exact replica of not enough. So over the next 3 days, I want you to write down what you've been saying and thinking and just see if there has been a direct correlation between what you've been saying and then what you've been believing and what's been manifesting. All right. So as I said earlier, when you focus in on what you have or what you've lost, that doesn't solve anything. So I'm going to talk about some affirmations that you can begin to be grateful for and use them in order to create wealth. But before I do, I want to give you just two little general concepts about attitude changing your mind and wealth. You know, I was looking at television and I saw this great AT&T commercial, and it says, rethink possibilities. And I just thought about that. I said, wow, that's really powerful. And so when it comes to money and wealth, I want you to begin to rethink possibilities. I don't want you to take any action. I just want you to think about what would be some unlimited possibilities in your life. So I want you to do this quick exercise with me. I want you to take a minute and think about what's possible in your life in the area of money. And so all we're going to be doing is rethinking how our lives could possibly change. No action, none of that. So is it possible to increase your income? Is it possible that you might receive an inheritance? Is it possible to meet and receive love beyond anything that you've ever imagined before? Is it possible for you to move in your dream home in the neighborhood of your dreams? You know, now is the time, because of real estate, it is a buyer's and a renter's market. A lot of people say, well, I don't have the credit score to buy. Well, rent to lease to own, and people are living in just great homes. One of my girlfriends just purchased a $1 million home and only paid, I think, $350,000 for that home. Why? Because it is a buyer's and a leaser's and a renter's market. So is it possible for you to move into the home of your dreams, in the neighborhood of your dreams? We're talking about just thinking about what's proper, rethinking possibilities. Is it possible that you can get a raise and a promotion from your job? Is it possible that you could release those 50 pounds easily? So can you see how just rethinking possibilities can really begin to shift and change you where you are in the area of wealth, in the area of money? So take out another piece of paper. We are doing homework tonight, and I want you to write down rethink possibilities. And I just want you to write down what are the possibilities that could happen in your life. Write them down, maybe about 10 in all areas of your life, and begin to just meditate. And meditate means to ponder, to mutter, to say out loud, it's possible for me to increase my income. It's possible for me to begin a new business. It's possible for me to meet the love of my life and let it be beyond anything that I could have ever imagined. What would happen in your life if you would be grateful and think of those possibilities prior to them actually being manifested in your life, like Abraham did in the Bible? So rethink possibilities. And then the next one I love, begin living out of your imagination, not your memories. My God, I've got to say that one again. Begin living out of your imagination, not your memories. How many of you in the area of abundance? Because when you live out of your memories, you are not grateful. But out of your imagination, you are. So begin living out of your imagination, not your memories. And so when you live out of your memories, that's your past. It's limiting. Nobody's ever done that before. I don't know anybody that has that. And a great example of living out of your past would be Roger Bannister. You know, he was the first person to break the 4-minute mile. People said that it is impossible for a human being to run that fast. And people were living what out of their memories, what they had seen, what they had experienced. And it's so interesting that once he broke the 4-minute mile, people could begin to imagine that they could do it. And countless people are now running the 4-minute mile and probably even a lot quicker than that. So begin to live out of your imagination. And so that means that when you're living out of your imagination, that's what's possible. So you can say, God, I thank you for the new home that's coming. I thank you for the increase that's coming. I thank you for the increase that's in my life in the area of my body. I thank you for the release of these 50 pounds easily. So can you see the difference? That's a very powerful principle that you could begin to employ now. And before the end of the year, we have about how many days? 35 days left. And man, you can radically change your life. They say it takes 21 days to change a habit. If you begin to live out of your imagination, where would your life be? Because you're living in the place of gratitude and unlimited supply in the spirit. That is so awesome. So now I'm going to give you some affirmations that you can begin to stay focused, because remember, Thanksgiving, gratitude, and praise is what? It's about focus. I'm going to read them slowly, and I want you to repeat them after me, but I want you to feel them with all the belief that you have down in your spirit. All right? I am grateful that the spirit of infinite abundance is individualized in me. And what does that mean? That means that the Spirit of God is on the inside of you. And if God is abundant and you're one with God and you are, then you are abundant. So it's individualized. I am grateful that God desires that I prosper, or that I now prosper, and that I'm in health even as my soul prospers. I am grateful that Jesus came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I am grateful that I radiate infinite abundance. So can you think about infinite abundance? That's unlimited supply. That's endless, inexhaustible abundance. Isn't that exciting? I am grateful from my abundance consciousness, money flows toward me in tangible form. I am grateful that I am marvelously rich in my conscience. And you know you have to be rich and conscious, because whatever you do not possess in your spirit or your consciousness, you will not manifest or keep. I am grateful that God has already given me all things richly to enjoy. Not just all things, but all things richly to enjoy. I am grateful that I finally realized my plan for an abundant life. I am grateful that I am now able to pay all of my bills with pleasure and joy. I am grateful that all of my needs are met according to His riches in Christ Jesus. I am grateful that I see with the greatest pleasure the current of the money that I have in my life will be used with love and wisdom. And I am grateful that my saving is continuously supplied. And I just want to thank God for the divine self-sufficiency that is always abounding in my life and brings a divine surplus to me. So, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world tonight, what would happen in your life if you would begin continuously every day be grateful for what's in your life? What would happen if you would make those affirmations on a daily basis over the next 35 days? I'll tell you what will happen: miracles, increase, and abundance. So we're talking about how being grateful is profitable, how thanksgiving is profitable, how praise is profitable, and how we can use praise, thanksgiving, and just have an attitude of gratitude to bring more abundance in our lives. All right. And lastly, I want to talk a little bit about a great book that I love. It's called The Abundance Book. I think it's by Randolph Price. And over the next 35 days, what I want you to do is I want you to meditate. I think it's 10 principles that I'm going to read. And you can go to Google The Abundance Book and just get these principles yourself. But we're grateful and we're focusing in on, because remember, gratitude and praise and thanksgiving is about what? Focus, where you put your focus. And so you have to deliberately and intentionally begin to put your focus only on what you desire. So we're talking about abundance, and we're just not talking about money. And, of course, there's nothing wrong with money, because we all desire money. Number one, so I want you to, what I want you to do over the next 30 days, take one of these a day and just meditate on it. So that means that you may actually meditate on one principle maybe four times over the next month, or five times. Number one is, God is lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me, the reality of me. So think about it. God is lavish. What does that look like in your life? Unfailing abundance. That means that God never fails. Not just the omnipresent substance, but the rich omnipresent substance of the entire universe. And God is the all-providing source of infinite prosperity, and where it's in you. Number two, I lift up my mind and heart to be aware, to understand, and to know that the divine presence I am is the source and substance of all of my good. Isn't that a powerful thing? I'm going to read that again. I lift up my mind and heart to be aware, to understand, and to know that the divine presence I am is the source and substance of all of my good. Number three, I am conscious. That means you are aware of the inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious of the constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity. Therefore, my consciousness or my spirit is filled with the light of truth. That means that you are aware of that lavish abundance, that you are conscious that there's activity going on in your life right now. Number four. Through my consciousness of my God self, the Christ within as my source, I draw into my mind and feeling nature the very substance of spirit. This substance is my supply. Thus, my consciousness of the presence of God within me is my supply. Wow, just think about that. The presence of the God within you is your supply. That is so awesome. And I just love number five. Money is not my supply. Say that with me. Money is not my supply. No person, place, or condition is my supply. My awareness, understanding, and knowledge of the all-providing activity of the divine mind within me, or God in me, or Jesus within me, is my supply. My consciousness of this truth is unlimited. Therefore, my supply is unlimited. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. The more aware you are of God on the inside of you as your abundance, the more knowledge you have, the more understanding you have. Man, that is unlimited supply. That is so awesome. Number six, my inner supply instantly and constantly takes on form and experience according to my needs and desires, and as the principle of supply in action, it is impossible for me to have any unfulfilled needs or desires. You know, I just love number six because I believe that many of us have been waiting on manifestation. Many of us have been waiting on experiences, and it's because that we don't have enough awareness, we don't have enough understanding, and we don't have enough knowledge of the divine mind, the Christ within us as our supply. So how do you get that knowledge? By meditating and going on the inside, you will gain a consciousness of, a revelation of, that God is your source. All right, number seven, the divine consciousness that I am is forever expressing its true nature of abundance. This is its responsibility, not mine. My only responsibility is to be aware of this truth. Therefore, I am totally confident in letting go and letting God appear as the abundant, all sufficiency in my life and affairs. And isn't it wonderful, ladies and gentlemen, to know that we can let go after we have really have an awareness, after we have an understanding, after we have a revelation of who God is, that God is indeed the all-supplying force in the universe. And it's so interesting how God will just abundantly and miraculously begin to bring sufficiency in your life and affairs. All right, number 8. My consciousness of the spirit within me as my unlimited source is the divine power to restore the years the locusts have eaten, to make all things new, to lift me up to the high road of abundant prosperity. This awareness, understanding, and knowledge of spirit appears as every visible form and experience that I could what possibly desire. Think about that. You know, when it talks about the years that the locusts have eaten, back in the Old Testament, locusts were animals or little bugs that would come and they could eat up an entire field of crop in just one day. And so how many of you have feel like the locusts have come and eaten up your life or eaten up your health or your prosperity or anything in your life? And you're like, God, I need restoration in my life, because God is a God of restoration. And so what number 8 is saying is that your consciousness of this spirit as your unlimited source will restore all of those years in every area of your life. Isn't that reassuring, and doesn't that give you a lot of hope? Number 9, when I am aware of the God self within me as my total fulfillment, I am totally fulfilled. I am now aware of this truth. I have found the secret of life, and I relax in the knowledge that the activity of divine abundance is eternally operating in my life. I simply have to be aware of the flow, the radiation of that creative energy, which is what continuously, easily, and effortlessly pouring forth from my divine consciousness. I am now aware. I am now in the flow. Isn't that awesome that all we have to do, number 9 says, is to be aware of the activity of divine abundance. And guess what? Right where you are as you are listening to this podcast, divine abundance is radiating from you right now. That creative energy of Jesus Christ on the inside of you is continually just pouring out effortlessly into your life. And number 10, I keep my mind and thoughts off this world. I place my entire focus on the God within me as the only cause of my prosperity. I acknowledge the inner presence as the only activity in my financial affairs, as the substance of all things visible. I place my faith in the principle of abundance in action within me. What does that mean? That means that I'm not focusing in on the stock market or the Dow or my 401k or any of that. Certainly, I'm being a good steward in those areas. I'm not focusing on unemployment or downsizing. I am placing my entire, everybody say entire, my entire focus on God is the cause of my prosperity. Say that with me. God is the cause of my prosperity. And you're going to acknowledge that. Now, can you see how me just reading those 10 principles were very powerful? And I can just tell you that the anointing of God was all over those 10 principles. And so what is going to happen in your life if you make a decision tonight that you're going to consistently and diligently apply those 10 principles? So this is what you're going to do. Every day you're going to take one principle, number 1, let's just say tomorrow you start with number 1 or today, and you're just going to meditate, think, and speak out that principle. I would even write that principle down. The next day, you're going to do principle number 2, and you're going to keep going until you do 10. Once you get to 10, what are you going to do? You're going to start over with 1, because why? You are gaining an awareness. You're gaining understanding. You're gaining knowledge that God is on the inside of you. And God is the source. Jesus Christ is the source, the all-providing activity of abundance in your life. Wow. That was so powerful. So can you see how the power of gratitude, the power of praise, the power of being grateful for what you have now, and the power of meditating on abundance will bring abundance in your life? I guarantee you, if you would take these principles and apply them, you would see miraculous miracles occur in your life before the end of the year. What an awesome show. That was really great. Well, I just want to thank you once again for joining me. Tell 3 of your friends about my show. Tell them to go to LOARadionetwork.com, and you can listen to many of the archives of my past shows and really stay in a place of hope, stay in a place of power, and stay in a place of strength. Remember also my great products that I have designed just with you in mind. Why not go to my website and purchase my $1.99 affirmation download? I have one on prosperity, I think one on self-esteem, and I think one on business. So invest in yourself. Love yourself enough to do what it takes to change your life. Well, once again, guess what? God loves you. God has great things in store for you. This is Constance Arnold broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, saying to you, guess what? The best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.